This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at Greenville High School. Great crowd on hand here tonight. Fantastic atmosphere inside the gymnasium as we are just about set to go between Greenville and Hillsboro. Coming up tomorrow, of course, Sports Saturday, 9:03 right here on FM 106. We'll dive in to these girls' regional matchups tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday. And then girls' high school basketball tomorrow night in Litchfield at Hillsboro. Live tomorrow night, 7:30 here on FM 106. All of our high school sports streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Glad you're along for the ride tonight. Hillsboro and the Road Blacks trimmed out in the orange and the white. They've got the white numerals with the orange trim. Hillsboro and orange lettering across the front. Greenville's in the home whites trimmed out in the blue. They've got the blue numerals with Comets in blue lettering across the front. They've got Comets in block lettering. At the midcourt center jump circle as Greg steps in for Hillsboro, Carlson for Greenville. Your officials, Kirk Hacker, Tim Eddy, and Jim Fisher. Here we go. Two unbeatens in the South Central are underway on your Friday night. Greg wins the tap, and the Toppers will get it to start. It'll be Caden White running the point tonight without Drake Payton. Out with that nasty ankle injury he sustained back on January 20th. In the fifth place game against these Greenville Comets, a game won by the Toppers 63-59. Toppers showing the patience, working against Greenville's man-to-man defense. Here comes Pruitt on the attack, leaves it for Schreiber on the curl. Alex is cut off. He will hand to Caden White. Gets a high screen from Greg on the left wing to Pruitt now. 35 seconds gone by opening quarter. Hillsboro showing the patience offensively. Pruitt. Bounce feeds the post to Tester. Peyton spins baseline. Tough shot, and Peyton putting home. Nice shot for Peyton Tester. Good possession for Hillsboro. They work the ball for about 45 seconds and get a nice post touch. Toppers in man-to-man defense to start as Christian Moss will handle. Comes across the left wing to the right side of the floor. Up top to Efron now. On the left wing it goes to Lucas Carlson. Right side of the floor into the hands of Stearns. He will leave for Nelson. Brock onto the baseline. Cut off. Leaves for Carlson. Three ball, yes. Lucas Carlson, the lefty, rattles home the triple off the right side of the key. And Greenville leads 3-2, 6:40 for the opening quarter. White will walk it into the front court for Hillsboro. Of course, Caden used to playing off the ball for a majority of his career. He'll have to run the show tonight for Hillsboro here in a tough road environment. White to the right elbow. Cut off. Hands to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt will kick it out to Caden White. Caden on the left side of the key just inside the volleyball spike line. Leaves for Schreiber. Top of the key between the circles now to Pruitt. Back to Schreiber. Alex with the bounce inside the paint. Oh, nice dump off the Tester. Off the window. It's good for Peyton. He has all four Hillsboro points off the great find from Alex Schreiber. 4-3 Toppers. 6 minutes for the first quarter. On the attack come the Comets with Stearns. He will throw it out on the left wing to Nelson. Here's Efron between the circles. He's checked by Pruitt in the Hillsboro man-to-man. Efron spins on Pruitt and draws the foul. It'll be Keaton's first, Hillsboro's first. Baseline out of bounds for the Comets. 5:52 for the opening quarter. Efron will throw it off the baseline as Greenville lines up everybody along the end line. And it goes to Nelson in the right corner. Up top to Christian Moss. Into the hands of Carlson. On the left wing, he will feed the left block to Moss. He works middle. Nice dump off to Stearns. Missed it. Didn't have a great angle to use the window. And the rebound down to Schreiber for the Toppers. Here comes Alex. Quickly in the front court to White. Caden, one dribble. Pull up, yes, for Caden White. A 16-footer. White buried it. 6-3 Hillsboro. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Nelson. Leaves for Moss. In the corner it goes to Stearns. Back to Moss now. Up top to Carlson. Deflected by Greg, but picked up by Moss. He will get it off to Efron. Finds a slashing Carlson. Had trouble with the handle. Gets it back. Blocked and fouled. Greg and Pruitt were both in the area. If they get Pruitt, it's his second. They will. So two quickies on Keaton Pruitt, and that will get Landon Carroll, the 6-foot junior, to the table to check in for Hillsboro. And at the free throw line, Lucas Carlson, the 6'4 senior, the lefty, eyes up the toss. And knocks it down. So early in the ball game, Peyton Tester has four. Caden White has two. And Carlson has all four for the Comets. His second toss is good. So he has a three and a pair of free throws for all five Greenville points. A one-point lead for Hillsborough as we approach the five-minute mark of the opening quarter. Here's Carroll in the left corner, feeds Greg on the left block. Nice pump fake on Carlson, gets all the way into the room, kicks to White for three. Yes, as Caden hits the deck after he buries the right pocket triple. Five for White. Good shooting start for the Toppers. Here comes Efron, cut off by Schreiber. Good defense by Schreiber. Did he get a piece? No. Air ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsborough. That was a tough step back from Efron from 15 feet. He left it way short. Good start for Hillsborough here tonight on the road without their senior leader, Drake Payton. Greg on the left block will turn and face on Carlson. Floats it up middle of the lane. It's good for Jordan Greg. Joe Vanza couldn't have asked for a better start. Moss beats everybody down the floor. He's fouled on the floor. It'll be Carroll, Landon's first. But when you come in, tough road environment against a quality opponent without your senior point guard, you must get off to a quick start. Hillsborough has accomplished that out to an 11-5 lead, 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Efron on the baseline gets it into Brock Nelson. Up top to Moss, off to Carlson, right wing to Efron. Finds a slashing Moss off the window. It's good. Good ball movement there for the Greenville Comets. Christian Moss's first bucket. 11-7, Toppers lead with the ball, 4:15 first quarter. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com as White goes behind the back, sheds his defender, bounce past the Greg too strong, and the rebound is off of Tester. It'll belong to Greenville. Both teams showing nice patience early on the offensive end. Here comes Efron into the front court. Nelson way out on the right wing, right in front of the Topper bench, and Joe Vanzo. He will bounce to the right side of the key into the hands of Carlson. Back out to Nelson. White almost had the steal, just missed it. Into the hands of Efron. He drives left baseline, gets caught in the air, kicks in the corner. Carlson for three, little strong. Offensive rebound to Stearns as he got the position on Schreiber. Now he's trapped on the baseline, and he is going to be called for 3 seconds in the lane. Great offensive rebound, but he had nowhere to go. He was trapped under the backboard, and the Toppers came with that quick trap. So he had the baseline on one side, two Toppers on the other, and the backboard straight above him. He had nowhere to go. Caden White with the left-hand bounce, a pass in the front court to Schreiber. Alex Schreiber now in the left wing, gets past Nelson, picks up his dribble, and will give it back to Caden White. White wearing the black T-shirt under the road, black jerseys. Down to Greg, spins middle, a little strong, and the rebound down to Carlson for Greenville. Here comes Efron. Caleb, little hesitation bounce, leaves it for Moss. Quick first step there. Christian drives baseline, little bump, gets it off to Nelson. Into the hands of Carlson, back to Nelson now. Lucas Carlson will work top of the key. He's going to pull up for an 18-footer. Yes, for Lucas Carlson. He has seven of the Greenville nine. 11-9, Toppers lead inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Here comes Caden White. Oh, he faked the handoff, drives baseline, kicks out to Schreiber. Alex gets in the heart of the lane, and he traveled. Tried to stop but could not get stopped in time. That will bring onto the floor for Hillsborough Nick Andre, the 5'11 sophomore. As Schreiber will get a breather. Different rotations tonight for the Toppers without Payton. 2:40 first quarter. White, another near steal there, but the Comets maintain. Here's Efron on the left wing. Caleb going to step into a three. He got it. Caleb Efron buries the triple on the left wing, and the Comets back in front, 12-11. Good opening quarter here. 2.5 minutes for the first 8 minutes. Here comes Caden White to the foul line. Jump stop. Tough shot. He buried it. Right in the eye of his defender, Caden White has seven, 13-12. The Toppers back in front. Here comes Efron on the blow by all the way to the 10. The layup is good. 5 points in a row for Efron. Good strong take there. 14-13 Comets, 2:05 first quarter. Back and forth we go. Caden into the front court working on Moss. Behind the back, gets into the lane, blocked and fouled. Free throws for Caden White. First foul on Greenville. They will get Christian Moss. Of course, Christian had that phenomenal football season as the Comet running back. Caden White at the line for two tosses. Free throw for Caden is good. Good start here. Shooting the basketball for Caden White and the Toppers. Jordan Gregg will get a breather as Alex Schreiber back on the floor. Tied at 14, 1:59 for the opening quarter. White's second free throw is good. 9 first quarter points for Caden White. 15-14 Hillsboro. Here comes Efron into the front court for Greenville. Checked by Schreiber. Alex Schreiber trying to keep him in front. Efron gets to the paint. Tough floater. Missed it. Rebound down to the toppers. And Andre. Good rebound there for Nick. He races into the front court. Leaves for Carroll. Corner pocket three. Too strong. And the rebound down to the Comets. Isaac Green has checked in, the 5'11 sophomore. He rolled his ankle in the JV game. He's got a little hitch in his giddy up here as he is in the left corner. You can tell he is not moving as fluidly as he normally does. Here's Efron out front. Caleb on the right wing. Up top now to Carlson. On the left wing to Nelson. Brock will give to Lucas. Carlson, oh, had his pocket picked, but a foul on Nick Andre. For Andre, it'll be his first, team's fourth, a minute 15 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro leading Greenville 15-14. Sideline trigger, Carlson has it left side of the key. Gives it off to Stearns, into the hands of Isaac Green. Back to Nelson, right side of the key. Off to Efron, way out in the left wing. 60 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Green into the hands of Carlson. Lucas drives baseline, gets past Tester. Good baseline defense from Andre to cut him off, but he's going to be called for the block. Two fouls on Andre, 5 team fouls on the toppers already. Nick was just a little bit late there. The idea was perfect, though, with the help side defense. He picks up 2 quickies. He's out. Caden Lemon, 5'7 junior, into the contest. On the baseline, Efron looking, gets it into Nelson, maybe almost threw it away. Brock had to pick it up right near the sideline. He wants to get a ball screen here from Carlson. He will set that on White, 50 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Green on the left wing. Isaac Green brings it all the way across the head of the key. Now off to Nelson on the left side. In the left corner it goes to Efron. Oh, nice backdoor pass, but Nelson couldn't handle it. Turned over. Here come the toppers. A 1-point lead and the ball. 33 seconds for the quarter. White in the corner to Schreiber. Off to Carroll. Left side of the key for a 3. Missed it. And the rebound down to Greenville. Comets have the basketball down 1. Long pass to Nelson in the front court. Poked away by White. It'll stay with Greenville. Jordan Gray going to check back in for the toppers, and he will replace Peyton Tester. Good size and strength on the inside for this Hillsboro team with Gray and Tester. A couple of big bodies. Baseline trigger, and it goes to Efron. Caleb working on Lemon. Caden staying right with him as Efron put on a couple of shimmies and shakes, but Caden did not get shook. 10 seconds for the quarter. Out top with Efron. 8 seconds out near midcourt. Caden Lemon with the man-to-man. Efron crosses over. Again, Caden stays with him. Efron high off the window. Missed it. Down to Greg. Link to the floor. It is no good. A great opening quarter. After 8 minutes, it is Hillsboro 15, Greenville 14. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Greenville High School as we get set for the start of the second quarter. Comets get the basketball down a point. Great start for the toppers here on the road without Drake Payton. Here's Efron. Down low to Stearns. Tester goes straight up, and Stearns puts it home. Good defense from Tester. Better offense that time from Chad Stearns. And Greenville back in front, 16-15. Caden White had 9 first-quarter points for the toppers. Lucas Carlson had 7 in the opening quarter for Greenville. Here comes Caden on the curl. Tough take, and he put it home off the left side. 11 for Caden White. You can tell Caden has taken it upon himself to make sure Hillsboro has a good effort here tonight. He is off to a phenomenal start. Moss, left-hand layup, rattles it home. Nice strong take from Christian Moss. He has 4, and Greenville back in front, 18-17. Teams exchanging buckets. Out on the left wing with Keaton Pruitt. Back between the circles to Schreiber. Alex Schreiber will work right side, hands to White. Caden lost the handle, has to go in the backcourt, and it'll be over in the back as he bounced that off of his leg after he took the dribble handoff. Second topper turnover. It'll be Greenville ball at midcourt. Comets 18, topper 17, 6:55 for the first half. Here's Caleb Efron out on the right wing, top of the key to Nelson. Brock to the foul line, cut off nicely by White. Tries to pivot around and has to safety valve it out to Efron near midcourt. Off to Carlson, into the hands of Christian Moss, way out on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the toppers, and Schreiber has Moss. Christian attacks, nice spin, and he got it. Christian Moss with 6, and the biggest lead of the night for Greenville, 20-17. Here comes Caden White. To the right, elbow pulls up, missed it. Good contest there by Moss, and it's out of bounds to Greenville. White might have forced that one a little bit. Before that possession, Hillsborough had sensational ball movement basically every time they had the basketball. Here's Moss on the left wing. That might have been a heat check for Caden, too. He is feeling it tonight. Already has 11. Moss, I think he traveled. Yep. He stuck that ball up high above his head on the spin, but took an extra step. 6:07 for the first half. 20-17, Greenville leading Hillsborough. Toppers have the basketball. White, a pass in the front court to Schreiber. On the block to Tester, and he is fouled. Second team foul on Greenville. I believe they will get Chad Stearns. They will, his first. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. They will station a topper at each corner of the lane. In the right corner to Tester. Out on the right wing to White. Here's Schreiber in the right corner. Dumps it down to Peyton. Tester, nice drop step. Missed it. Follow good. Peyton stuck right with it. Tester has six. 20-19 Comets. Here come the Greenville Comets quickly into the front court with Moss. He is slowed up now. Leaves it for Carlson. Top of the key. Lucas works right baseline. Cut off. Back to Moss. They swing it into the hands of Efron now on the left wing. He drives, absorbs the contact, missed it. Got his rebound back, kicks out to Carlson. 16-footer, too strong. And the rebound down to Jordan Gregg. Here comes Caden White in the corner to Schreiber. Alex back to White. Caden on the attack at the foul line. He will pull it out and leave for Pruitt. They will dump it down in the block to Gregg. Jordan draws a crowd, kicks the Tester. Now into the hands of White. Schreiber way out on the right wing, finds Pruitt top of the key. 5 minutes for the half, a one-point lead for Greenville. Here's Jordan Gregg, top of the key, puts it on the floor, once kicks to Schreiber. Alex for a three, way too strong, missed it all, and the rebound down to Efron. Here comes Caleb, a long pass to Moss. He'll trigger the three, missed it, and the rebound to the toppers and Schreiber. Quick outlet to White. Here comes Caden. Little hesitation, bounce, gets to the foul line, slips through, left-hand layup is good. Oh, that's sensational from Caden White. The finger roll with the offhand from outside the lane in a tough angle. He got it to go. 21-20, Hillsborough back in front as Carlson on the attack. Gregg cuts him off right on the baseline. Carlson has nowhere to go. He has to get it off to Stearns, and now a block on the toppers. Already their sixth team foul. Peyton Tester will be whistled for his first. Caden Lemon back in for the toppers. He will replace Keaton Pruitt. And Isaac Green returns for Greenville. Also onto the floor for the Comets, Hunter Gray, a 6'3 junior. Baseline trigger for Greenville. Efron will look to throw in. Looking. And he will lob it out to Gray. He will have to go into the backcourt to retrieve. Into the hands of Brock Nelson. Off to Green on the right wing. Isaac Green will bring it back between the circles. In the left corner, it goes now to Nelson. Brock gets a screen from Stearns, looking for the roll. It wasn't there. Gray now wants a guard to come and get the basketball. Isaac Green has it in his hands. He will leave it for Stearns. Oh, Chad Stearns almost traveled. Now he did. His initial pass was cut off, and that pivot foot drug ever so slightly. Halfway through the second quarter, a one-point lead for Hillsborough, 21-20. This game has been phenomenal here in the early stages. Both teams started off shooting the ball well and haven't really stopped. Here's Tester just inside the right wing. Nice backdoor to White, and he is fouled on the catch by Isaac Green. That is Green's first, Greenville's third. 3:46 for the half. And Landon Carroll to the table for Hillsborough. He will check in, replacing Schreiber. After tonight, Hillsborough's off until next Friday when they will play Carthenville. At that point, they hope to have Drake Payton back. What a win this would be tonight on the road against Greenville. Gregg has it just outside the paint. Left hand left it way short, and the rebound is saved by Nelson. Somehow he kept that in play. Here come the Comets with Efron. Long pass in the front court to Green. He picks it up off the floor, takes it away from Carroll. Now Green wants the handoff to Efron. Caleb being guarded by Lemon in the Hillsborough man-to-man. Efron turns the corner, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Strong take for Caleb Efron. He has seven, and Greenville back in front, 22-21. 3:10 for the first half. Here's Carroll, top of the key for Hillsboro. He will leave for Lemon, way out on the left wing. Feeds the post to Greg. Jordan on the left block, spins, middle, missed it. Rebound is tapped around, picked up by Lemon. Oh, what a find to Greg. It's good. Jordan Greg with four. Caden Lemon at 5'7", got the offensive rebound and then threaded the needle to find Greg. The topper's back in front, 23-22. 2:45 for the first half. Stearns turns the corner, and he's fouled by Tester. As Stearns winds up on his back. Tester with two fouls now, 17 fouls on Hillsboro. That will get Alex Schreiber to the table, most likely replacing Tester. Here is Stearns. Free throw is good. Chad Stearns has three, all here in the second quarter. That ties the game at 23. Tester out, Schreiber in. And for the Comets, Brandon Hamill, a 5'7 senior, will check in, replacing Brock Nelson. And Christian Moss to the table. He's going to check in. Did he get there in time? Yes, he did. They will allow him into the ball game, and he will replace Isaac Green. Green really gutting it out here tonight. As I mentioned, sprained his ankle in the JV game, left the floor, came back, and he has been hobbled ever since. Stearns to put Greenville in front. Can't get it rattled out. And the rebound down to Jordan Gregg. Tied at 23. Here's Lemon on the left wing. Off to Gregg on the three-point line. Off to Schreiber into the hands of White. And away from the basketball, we have a foul on Greenville. Todd Cantrell can't believe it. He's been over hands on knees right now, about 5 feet from the official. He's in disbelief. Efron was bouncing around. He couldn't believe the call. It's the fourth team foul on Greenville, and I believe they will get Christian Moss with the personal, his second. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Hillsboro led by one after the first. We are now tied at 23. Toppers have the ball in the front court. Carroll will get it into Lemon in the back court to retrieve. Caden Lemon now with the left-hand handle will hand to White. Caden splits the double, bounce pass to Greg. Oh, he airballed it from 5 feet off the baseline. He was too fine with that. Rebound down to Gray. He almost threw his outlet pass away, picked up by Hamill. He comes into the front court. He is trapped. Lemon almost got the steal. Efron picks it up, and Todd Cantrell wants a timeout. It was a little disjointed. 2:12 for the first half. Greenville and Hillsboro tied at 23. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. 2:12 first half, Greenville and the Toppers tied at 23. Sideline trigger for the Comets, and it goes to Green on the right wing. Across the floor to Hamill, into the hands of Efron. Caleb, little head fake, thought about the step back three. Now he'll attack that baseline, almost threw it away. Carlson had to elevate to save the possession. Now Lucas attacks, reverses, right hand finish to the lefty is good. Nice move for Lucas Carlson as he had to stop in the heart of the lane and reverse course. 25-23 Greenville. Here comes Carroll into the front court for the Toppers. Leaves for Nick Andre, who's back on the floor. Out top with Schreiber. Here's Andre in the left corner. Nick will get a ball screen from Greg. Now picks up his dribble. He needs some help. Top of the key it goes to Carroll. Back to Andre. 90 seconds first half. A two-point lead for the Comets. Toppers have the ball. Here's Andre. Almost had it ripped away. Now he's fouled by Caleb Efron. Almost a jump ball, but it'll be Efron with the personal, his first, team's fifth. Tester and Pruitt to the table. They will return for Hillsboro, Carroll and Andre out. And for Greenville, Nelson and Stearns back on the floor as Hamill and Gray will head to the bench. A minute 21 for the first half. 25-23, Greenville leading Hillsboro basketball. On the sideline in the front court, Schreiber will throw it in to Caden White out near midcourt. He's being guarded by Isaac Green in the corner to Schreiber. Down to the block to Tester and a foul on the Comets. They'll get Stearns there. Too physical on the post defense. His second, team's sixth. A minute 16 for the first half. That gets Hunter Gray right back to the table and checking in, replacing Stearns. On the baseline now for the Toppers as they have a man at each corner of the lane. Tester will fake inside, go outside to the right corner. Now White goes back door. Oh, nice bounce pass to Gregg. The left-hand finish is good. That was beautiful. Off the out-of-bounds. 25-25 our score. Here comes Greenville. 65 seconds for the half. Carlson, right side of the key. He will leave it for Green out near midcourt into the hands of Efron. Off to Nelson on the left wing. Back to Caleb Efron. He's going to pop the triple, top of the key, halfway down and rattled out. And the rebound down to Tester for the Toppers. 45 seconds for the half, tied at 25. That was a great look for Efron. Did everything but go in. Here's Schreiber. Dangerous pass, almost stolen by Efron. That frees up Pruitt for three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Tester, the putback is good for Peyton. He has eight. And Joe Vanza wants a timeout. 31.8 seconds for the first half. Hillsboro 27, Greenville 25. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. Tell you what, I've heard a lot of pep bands this year and over the years, and this Greenville band is one of the better bands I have heard in quite some time. They have done a really nice job of entertaining this crowd throughout the evening here on this Friday evening. As we are just about set for the start of the third quarter. Hillsboro leading 27-25. The band's literally going to play right up until the start of the third quarter. Toppers will send out Peyton Tester, Jordan Gregg, Caden White, Alex Schreiber, and Keaton Pruitt. For the Greenville Comets, they have Christian Moss, Caleb Efron, Lucas Carlson, Chad Stearns, and Brock Nelson on the floor. Can the Toppers close it out? They played not a perfect game because there's no such thing, but, man, they played about as good as Joe Vanzo could have reasonably anticipated coming in without Drake Payton. Toppers get the ball to start the second half up by a deuce. Here's Pruitt on the left wing. On the curl, White rattles it home. Caden White has 15. That thing looked like it was going to pop out, but it went down. 29-25. White picks up right where he left off at the end of the first half. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Efron working on Pruitt. Good job by Keaton Pruitt to keep Efron in front. Now Caleb will find Stearns at the left elbow. Dribble handoff to Brock Nelson. A 14-foot runner blocked from behind by White. A late whistle. They're going to say he got him with the body, and I think that's probably right. Clean up top, got him with the body. Doesn't matter when the whistle's blown as long as the call is right, and it was there. First foul on Caden. Free throw for Nelson is good. Brock's first point tonight. Hillsboro's only gotten to the foul line twice tonight. This is attempt six for Greenville as Nelson buries both tosses. 29-27, Hillsboro leading. They have the basketball into the front court with Caden White. On the left wing to Keaton Pruitt. Feeds the left block to Gregg. Jordan will take his time. He will work on Carlson now. Couple of bounces. Rises up. Can't get the roll. And the rebound down to Carlson. Quick pass in the front court to Moss. Christian to the foul line. Wild out of control, and he's going to be fouled. Second team foul on Hillsboro. And let's see. Schreiber called for the foul, his first. A two-point lead for the Toppers. Just underway third quarter. 6:59 left in quarter number three. Baseline out of bounds for Greenville. They've got a Comet at each corner of the lane. Nelson gets it into Efron, right side of the key beyond the arc, and we're going the other way. A moving screen on Christian Moss. And that'll be his third, team's first of the half. Isaac Green will check in, replacing Moss. Been one of those nights for Christian Moss. Feels like he's been in foul trouble all night long. He had kind of a disgusted slash frustrated look on his face as he walked to the bench. Here's Green with the defense on White. Caden goes between the legs on the wing, picks up the dribble, needs some help. Off to Gregg, way out between the circles. That's not where Jordan Gregg wants the basketball. Into the hands of Caden White. He will attack, dumps it across the lane and turned over. He was caught in the air that time and had nowhere to go. Here comes Nelson the other way, layup good. Four for Nelson all in the quarter. We are tied at 29. Here comes Caden White. He will hand it off to Schreiber. Alex Schreiber to the top of the key. Now works right wing. In the corner it goes to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt. Top of the key between the circles to White. Left wing to Schreiber. Tester wanted the ball. They couldn't get it to him. Gregg has it top of the key. Back between the circles now to Pruitt. Tester calling for the ball in the left block. Bad entry pass. Tipped and stolen. Here come the Comets. Stearns steps through and a block on Jordan Gregg. Jordan's first, Hillsboro's third team foul. It'll be two free throws for Chad Stearns, the 6'2 junior. Neat night here at Greenville as they honor their 1998 baseball team who finished in third place 20 years ago. A lot of those players were back tonight for the ceremony pregame. As Stearns puts home the free throw, he has four. Greenville back in front, 30-29. Comets have had some great baseball teams and players come through this program over the years. Free throw for Stearns is good. He has five. Comets 4 of 4 from the foul line here to start the third quarter, and they're back in front 31-29. Little 6-0 spurt for him after the Toppers got the first bucket of the half. Here's White on the left wing. Oh, he's going to have it ripped away by Green. We'll get a jump ball, and on the arrow, we will head the other way with the Comets. Good job by Isaac Green. He just stuck his hands right in there and forced the tie-up. 5:47 for the third quarter. Here come the Comets leading by two. Efron, top of the key to Carlson. On the left wing to Green. Down low to Efron on the left block. Gets to the middle, and he is fouled on the floor. Already the fourth team foul on Hillsboro. That will be Pruitt's third. Four fouls in not even 3 minutes of second half action for Hillsboro. Baseline trigger, Efron into Green. In the corner it goes to Nelson. Brock drives baseline. Oh, rejected by Greg. He swatted that all the way out to the three-point line where it's picked up by Green, and the Comets maintain. 5:20, third quarter. Oh, Efron all the way to the rim. Balubai is defender. He has nine. And we've got a timeout. Joe Vanza wants to talk it over. 5:18 for the third quarter. Greenville in front, 33-29. We'll take a break. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. So it's an 8-0 run here for the Comets after Hillsboro got the first bucket of the half. 33-29, Greenville's biggest lead of the night. High post feed to Peyton Tester. He will leave it for White. Green went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Caden, and he is fouled on his pursuit to the basket. Second team foul on Greenville. And let's see, the personal will be whistled on Brock Nelson, his first. It'll be Topper ball on the baseline as Tester will head into the right corner. Off to Caden White, way on the right wing. Caden now wants to feed the post to Tester. He is double teamed and a foul. Stearns and Carlson both in the area. It'll be Stearns, and that's his third. Third team foul. 4:56, third quarter. Hunter Gray will check back in for Greenville, replacing Stearns. So Stearns and Moss both with three fouls. Toppers line everybody up along the baseline. Schreiber to throw in. Tester cuts to the rim, and he is fouled by Carlson. That'll be Lucas's first, team's fourth. All of a sudden, the fouls are even at four apiece. A lot of physical athletes on both sides here tonight. Schreiber gets it in near corner right side to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt on the attack. Dumps down to Tester. Peyton spins. Good defense by Carlson. White goes back door, absorbs the contact, finishes the play, and wound up on his back. I don't know how he got that to go. The degree of difficulty at about 12.5. 33-31 Greenville. Here comes Carlson on the baseline, cut off. Leaves it for Efron now on the right wing. Caleb goes behind his back, gets a ball screen, pulls up 15-footer. Yes, for Caleb Efron. Big time move that time for Efron. He has 11. The lead is 4 for Greenville. Here comes Caden. Goes behind the back, almost lost the dribble. Now he did lose the bounce and is picked up by Nelson. He's fouled by Caden White. 15 foul. And that will be the second personal on Caden White. 4:11 for the third quarter, a 35-31 Greenville lead. Caden Lemon going to return for the Toppers, and it'll be Schreiber heading out. Toppers trying to weather this early surge here from the Comets to start the second half. Hillsboro led by one after one, led by two after two, now trailed by four halfway through the third. Here's Efron out between the circles, gets a nice screen from Gray. Now Caleb on the left wing. We'll leave it for Nelson, right back to Efron. He drives baseline. Lemon did a good job to cut him off, almost jarred the ball loose. Here's Nelson to the right elbow. Finds Efron coming across the top of the key. Oh, hesitation, dribble, layup, good, big time from Caleb Efron. Woo! The blow-by there, 37-31 Comets, 3:35 for the third quarter. A little bit of danger time right now for the Toppers. Tester with the catch on the baseline. He will leave it for Gregg at the foul line. Jordan Gregg. Off to Tester on the right wing. Peyton Tester will work right side of the key. Leaves for Pruitt. 3:20, third quarter. The Greenville defense has picked up big time here in quarter number three. Pruitt picked up the dribble. He needs some help. Gets it off to Lemon. Caden Lemon looking, gets it down to Tester, and Payton is fouled on the catch. It'll be Carlson in his second, team's fifth. A six-point lead for Greenville is their biggest of the night. It's the biggest of the night for either team. On the baseline, it'll be Keaton Pruitt to trigger it in. Pruitt looking. He will lob it into Greg. Jordan just outside the paint on the right side. Tries to muscle his way through. Gets it off to White. He will fire. No good. And the rebound is off of Carlson. It'll stay with Hillsboro. As Lemon had a beat on it at 5'7", but then Carlson came over the top at 6'4", and knocked it out of bounds. Still Hillsboro ball, 3 minutes for the third quarter. Pruitt gets it into Lemon, out around the volleyball spike line. Caden Lemon, little jab step, he will work left side now. Into the hands of Pruitt, way out on the left wing. Keaton wants to drive baseline, cut off nicely there by Nelson. Pruitt will bring it back up top into the hands of Lemon. On the right wing to Caden White. Between the circles now to Pruitt. The topper swing it left side to Lemon. 2:35 for the third quarter. Lemon lost the handle. Stolen away by Efron. Killed. Oh, behind the back. Past the green. The layup rattled out. Oh, my goodness. It'll be topper ball. You won't see a better pass than that from Caleb Efron. Full steam ahead. Behind his back with the right hand. Right on the money to Isaac Green. The defense for Hillsboro was good. And that forced Green to go high off the window. And he missed it. And now we have a topper down on the baseline. That is Caden White. I think he might have gone crashing into the bleachers on that end of the floor. He is still down as Joe Vanzu is now out now to tend to him. Looks like a Greenville trainer is also on the scene. That's the last thing Hillsboro needs right now. Already down Drake Payton, and now Caden White, ginger, on the floor. He will get to his feet now. He is going to limp off the floor. He appears to be all right. Time will tell, of course, but certainly doesn't appear to be anything serious as the limp got less and less as he got closer to the bench. He will have to come out for at least a play. He will not sit down. He'll grab a bottle of water, and he's going to head back to the Hillsboro locker room, or maybe just into the tunnel, and see if he can keep it stretched out. 2.5 minutes for the third quarter, 37-31. Efron will probably let Green know, hey, man, you blew my fantastic assist. And now we got a foul in the backcourt on Nelson. That is his second, team's sixth. This could come down to free throw shooting. Well, they called that on Hillsboro a moving screen. They will get Jordan Gregg on that, his second. Hillsboro sixth. Greenville with five team fouls. 6-point lead for the Comets. Here's Carlson up top to Green. Lemon knocks that out of bounds right into the Greenville bench. It'll stay with the Comets. 2:18 for the third. It'll be a sideline trigger for Greenville right in front of their bench. Carlson has to get out of bounds. He was standing right in front of the sideline. The ref said, oh, yeah, you need to back up. So Lucas did. On the right wing with Isaac Green. A one-handed pass across the head of the key to Nelson. Here's Efron. He drives baseline, finishes, and one for Caleb Efron, big time. 15 for Caleb, and he's got a free throw coming. The lead is 8, could be 9. 2:08 for the third quarter. 8 points in the quarter for Efron, and he has been explosive to the rim. They buzzed the horn when Efron already had the ball. That's unfortunate. Schreiber will check in. Greg will check out. As Efron just tossed the ball right back to the official. Caleb for the old-fashioned three. Looking for point number 16. He found it. 40-31. The lead has swelled to 9. 2 minutes for the third quarter. Here comes Pruitt into the front court. Keaton Pruitt, top of the key, spinning. Into the hands of Lemon. Caden Lemon. He's going to be trapped, and it's stolen by Nelson. Picked his pocket. Ahead to Efron. Yes. 18 for Caleb. 11 in the quarter. The lead is 11 for Greenville. 100 seconds for the third. Here's Schreiber. On the bounce pass, leaves for Pruitt, and he is fouled by Brock Nelson. That'll be the 16 foul. Comes with 96 seconds to play in the third quarter. An impressive third quarter here for Greenville. Trailed by 4 early in the third quarter after Hillsboro got the first bucket of the second half. And since that time, they have exploded. What is it? 17-2 runs since then. Sideline trigger for the Toppers. They need a bucket. Caden White back on the floor. That's great to see for Hillsboro. Here's Tester in the high post. He will leave for Pruitt. Keaton pulls up for 18. Won't go down. And the rebound to Carlson for Greenville. Here comes Efron. He's had himself a ball game here tonight. Carlson, top of the key, leaves it for Nelson on the right wing. Back to Carlson. He will work left side. Lucas Carlson into the hands of Nelson. The Lady Comets clinched a share of the conference title last night. The boys trying to put themselves in the driver's seat here tonight. The Lady Toppers still have a chance. If they win out, they can claim a portion of that conference title. Both teams tonight came in unbeaten in South Central play. Here's Efron. Oh, spins on Pruitt. Leaves for Gray at the foul line. No. Rebound is tipped by Tester right back to Gray. And Greenville can reset. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Carlson on the right wing. Oh, he explodes right and he's fouled. He's got free throws coming. Seventh team foul, so Greenville will shoot free throws the rest of the way. 35 seconds for quarter number three. Carlson hit the deck hard. He was a little slow to rise. Looks like he might have landed on his left elbow. And he is a lefty. The foul on Schreiber, his second. Actually, the eighth team foul on Hillsboro. Free throw for Carlson is no good. Now 2 of 3 from the line. Brandon Hamill in for Greenville. Brock Nelson out. And Nick Andre will check in for the Toppers, replacing Keaton Pruitt. 42-31, Greenville leading, and at the table, Will Harnicher, 6'2 sophomore. He did not get there in time. Second free throw for Carlson is good. Lucas gets 1 out of 2. He has 10. He will head out, and Harnicher onto the floor for the first time, the 6'2 sophomore. Drew Fry, a 5'10 junior, into the contest. He will replace Efron. He'll get a big ovation, or at least he should. He's had a great night. Had an explosive third quarter. 11 of his 18 here in the third. Kind of turned the game on its head from the Topper perspective. Here's White into the front court. Can Hillsboro get a bucket here at the end of the quarter? Being hounded by Green, and that's a 5-second count on Caden White. Great defense from Isaac Green, and he is pumped up. Claps his hand to midcourt. That is really good defense. Now a line change for the Comets. They will bring basically their starting five back in here for the final shot of the third quarter. Moss, Stearns, Carlson, Nelson, and Efron back on the floor. 43-31 Greenville. Toppers need a stop right here and now. 18 seconds for the third quarter. On the right wing to Lucas Carlson. Top of the key to Stearns, into the hands of Efron. That's where they want the basketball. He will leave for Carlson on the right wing. Up top to Nelson for three. Buried it. Brock Nelson buries the triple. He has 7. An explosive third quarter. Schreiber now called for traveling with 0.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Greenville going to outscore Hillsboro 21-4. In the third quarter to turn a 2-point halftime deficit into a 15-point lead. Wow. After three, it is Greenville 46, Hillsboro 31. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Impressive from Greenville. Hillsboro got the first bucket of the third quarter and took a 29-25 lead. Greenville then closed the quarter on a 21-2 run to blow it open. They lead 46-31. White out of the corner, air ball, and the rebound down to Nelson for the Comets. Just too much Greenville in that third quarter, and more specifically, too much Caleb Efron out of the locker room at the half. He was phenomenal in that third quarter. Hillsboro had no answer. Here's Efron, left wing three, left it short. Rebound down to the Tester. Hillsboro needs buckets and stops. 7:25 for the ball game. Here comes White. Pulls up. Foul line. Yes, for Caden White. He has 19, and now the Toppers need a stop. They're down by 13. 7:15 to play. Here's Carlson out front. Contact with Schreiber. No whistle. Lucas keeps the dribble alive into the hands of Moss. Off to Efron. Caleb out near that volleyball spike line will leave for Stearns on the right wing. He gives it right back to Caleb. Chad now top of the key. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Stearns handling out front. He will leave for Christian Moss. Off to Carlson. They swing it left side to Efron. Caleb Efron loves to explode down that left baseline. He will leave it for Carlson this time. Back into the hands of Efron. 6:40 ball game. Nelson, top of the key, three, two in a row. You betcha. Brock Nelson has 10. So he hit a three at the end of the third quarter and buries one here early in the fourth. 49-33 Comets. Here's Caden White. He will hand to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt. Floater off the heel, too strong. Pruitt gets his own rebound and draws the foul. Seventh team foul, so it'll be free throws for Keaton Pruitt and the Toppers at the 6:24 mark of the fourth quarter. 21-4, Greenville outscored Hillsboro in that third quarter after they had 25 points at halftime. Free throw for Pruitt. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, tracked down by Peyton Tester. Three ball, yes, for Caden White. He has 22. And it's 49-36. Can the Toppers string together some stops? Efron, coast-to-coast left-hand layup missed it. That was a high degree of difficulty. Toppers clear it. Here comes White. Caden, he will find Greg. Middle of the lane, Jordan floats it up and rattles it home. Jordan Greg with 8, and Joe Vanza wants a timeout. It ain't over yet. 5:58 for the ball game. Greenville 49, Hillsboro 38. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Greenville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And you can always get all of our high school broadcasts and a podcast for free at WSMIRadio.com. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Then Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll be talking girls regional basketball tomorrow morning and then girls high school basketball tomorrow night. Litchfield at Hillsboro live at 7:30. It's all here on FM 106. The ball game will be streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Out of the timeout, Toppers have it down to 11. Here's Moss on the curl. Layup is good. The rotation was late, and Christian Moss with the left hand puts it home. White quickly into the front court. 5.5 minutes for the game. Schreiber dumps down to Tester. 12-footer off the baseline, left it short, and the rebound down to Carlson. Good, strong rebound there from Lucas Carlson. Leaves it for Efron. Caleb, one of the hesitation bounce. Now he is cut off nicely by Schreiber. He will bring it back around the head of the key, wind up on the right wing. Into the hands of Moss now on the right side of the key. Left side of the floor now to Carlson. He drives baseline, reverse layup is good. Nice move, Lucas Carlson. He has a dozen. 53-38 inside of 5 minutes to play. Caden White out near the volleyball spike line being checked by Moss. Caden spins, gets to the rim, blocked, and fouled. Two free throws for Caden White. He's had a monster ball game here tonight. He has 22 of Hillsboro's 38. Had all four of their points in the third quarter when the game turned. Greenville outscored Hillsboro 21-4 in the third quarter after the Toppers led by two at the half and four early in that third. White's free throw rattles out, no good. Hillsboro's first foul shot. Well, they've got two foul shots here in the quarter. Those were their first since the opening quarter. White will get his second. This to pull Hillsboro within 14. Got it. 23 in the game for Caden. 4:45 for the ball game. Man-to-man for Hillsboro. Andre on Efron. That's a tough matchup for Nick. Caleb on the blow-by. Oh, nice pass to Moss. The left-hand finish won't go. Rebound picked up, though, by Stearns. Toppers needed that ball. 4.5 for the game. Here's Efron on the left wing. Caleb will bring it back between the circles. Now works right side. Off to Carlson, right back to Efron. 4:15 for the game. Here's Carlson, top of the key. Turns the corner, cut off. He will rise from 7, left it short, and the rebound down to Tester. Here come the Toppers with Andre. Nick Andre crosses over on Efron. Nick, miscommunique there, threw it away. He thought Caden White was going to be in the corner. White was cutting to the rim. White will get a breather. Caden Lemon back on the floor for the Toppers. 4 minutes for the ball game. 53-39, Greenville leads, and they have the basketball with Efron. Into the front court, working on Lemon. Bounce pass off to Moss. Christian Moss leaves for Efron on the right wing. Caleb had it stripped, but he was fouled by Lemon. It'll be free throws, one in bonus for Caleb Efron on the ninth Hillsboro foul. Caleb Efron had 7 points at the half, has 18 for the game after an 11-point third quarter. White's rest is over. Lemon will head out. If you're just joining us, Toppers playing without Drake Payton tonight. Suffered that ankle injury back on the 20th of January against these Comets as Efron puts the free throw home. He has 19. Both teams came in unbeaten in South Central play. Hillsboro still has Southwestern on the schedule as Efron puts on the second toss. He has 20. Greenville went into Piasaw and beat the Birds at the buzzer. 55-39, Comets lead. 3:40 to play. Here's Pruitt to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves for Andre. Nick feeds the post to Tester. Payton left-hand finish, good. Nice spin to the middle for Tester. He's into double figures with 10, his first points of the second half. The lead is 14 for the Comets. 3:20 to play in the ball game. Here's Stearns on the right elbow. He will leave it off for Carlson. Lucas Carlson now into the hands of Brock Nelson. Comets running some clock here, not stalling, but taking their time as Efron out near midcourt. We'll leave it for Carlson, left side of the key. Dumps it down on the right block to Moss. Got his man in the air, but he traveled. Good pump fake, but he shuffled the feet at the same time. 3:01 to play. Toppers trail by 14. Do they have a crazy, magical finish in them here over the final 3 minutes? White across the timeline for Hillsboro. Leaves it up top for Pruitt. They need a bucket on this trip. Pruitt on the drive. That is a tough fadeaway shot, and Keaton got it. Wow, what a tough shot. That's one of those, no, no, no. All right, 2:45 for the game. The lead is down to 12. Greenville 55, Hillsboro 43. Toppers take a timeout. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Comets have the basketball into the front court. Carlson, dangerous pass, found its way to Efron. He was not the intended target. His three ball, no good. Oh, the rebound is tapped back, picked up by Efron, and he's fouled on the attack. Oh, Hillsboro needed that rebound right there. Could not get it. 10th team foul, so it's double bonus the rest of the way for the Comets. Efron to the foul line. He has 20 points tonight. He is 3 of 3 at the stripe. Toss is good. 21 for Caleb Efron as Jordan Gregg to the table. He will check back in for Hillsboro, replacing Alex Schreiber. 56-43. This game turned in the third quarter. Greenville outscored Hillsboro 21-14 in the third. Efron's second toss is good. He's had himself a ball game here tonight. He has 22, perfect from the line. Here comes Pruitt, left-hand layup, missed it. And the rebound down to the Greenville Comets. Here comes Efron. Bad pass there. Unfortunate they're going to call Gregg for a kick. It'll stay with Greenville. 2:11 for the ball game. A 14-point lead for the Comets. On the baseline, it'll be Efron to throw in. And we've got a hold up at the moment. Let's see, they're calling Joe Alstadt, the Greenville Athletic Director, over, and he's going to talk to their student section. Somebody might have said something they should not have said. So here we go. Brock Nelson will get it in. Off it goes to Efron. On the right elbow to Stearns, into the hands of Brock Nelson. Off to Efron. Caleb at the foul line, leaves it back for Moss. Christian, oh, what a nice crossover. Oh, pocket picked by Jordan Gregg. Nice hands that time from Gregg. He said, thank you very much. Here comes White on the curl. Tough shot off the baseline, off the side of the backboard. No good as he was fading away, got himself in an awkward position behind the backboard. 95 seconds for the game. 57-43 Greenville. Comet's going to remain perfect in league play. They'll move to 7-0. Out front, Moss fouled by Nick Andre. That'll be Nick's third, and two free throws now for Christian Moss. Toppers have a week off after this game, and that is good timing for Joe Vanzo and the Toppers. Hopefully Drake Payton can get healed up here. There's no way he'll be 100% by next Friday. Nasty ankle injury he sustained on the 20th of January. He was on crutches for a few days. Not on crutches tonight. But boy, ankle sprains are tricky. They just take time. And when you get to this point of the year, time is something you don't necessarily have, especially when you're a senior like Payton. Moss's free throw is no good. Missed them both. And the rebound down to the Comets, and Moss attacks and gets the bucket that way. 59-43, minute 10 for the ball game. Here comes Caden White. Layup, no, but he's fouled from behind. That'll be on Moss, I do believe. It is. And that's his fifth, and Christian knew it as he was sprinting towards the bench. Isaac Green will check back in for Greenville. Jordan Gregg back on the floor for Hillsboro as Landon Carroll will take a seat. A minute 9 for the ball game. 59-43 Greenville. Caden White at the line. He's 3 of 4 tonight at the foul line. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Caden has to be exhausted. He has had to do it all here tonight without Payton on the floor. He's had a great, great ball game. Second toss for White. That one rattled out. Offensive rebound to Tester, and he's fouled. Free throw's coming. It'll be Payton's first trip to the free throw line tonight. He has 10 points for the ball game. 8 of them came in the first half. Tester will have 2 tosses. First free throw is good. Pure didn't even touch the iron. 11 for Payton Tester. Alex Schreiber back on the floor. He will replace Nick Andre. Second free throw for Tester is good. A dozen for Payton. Makes it 59-45 Comets as we roll towards the 1 minute mark of the ball game. That entry pass is deflected away by Tester right back to Efron out near midcourt. Well, Greenville was a different team in that third quarter. The other three quarters, the Toppers have been right there with them. That third quarter, though, was a runaway as Isaac Green is fouled out front, and he'll shoot free throws with 47.1 seconds. Hillsboro led by 1 after the first, led by 2 at the half, got the lead to 4 in the opening minute of the third quarter, and then Greenville exploded. They went on a 21-2 run over the final 7 minutes of that third quarter to blow this game open. Green's free throw rattles out. That thing sat on the front rim before it rolled off. Green looking for his first point of the night. Toss is no good. Rebound down to Jordan Gregg for the Toppers. Here's White. Deep three. Yes, for Caden White. He has 26 points. And with 39.1 seconds to play, it is 59-48, Greenville leading, and we can tell you we got a score update from Brian Hanslow. Southwestern over Vandalia tonight, 56-52. So the Birds still sitting with just that one conference loss when Greenville beat them at the buzzer. Timeout on the floor, Greenville leading 59-48. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. A monster game for Caden White, but it's not going to be enough. He has 26, the Topper 48, just 35 seconds for the ball game. Brock Nelson in the backcourt being hounded by Andre, now fouled by Andre with 32.3 to play. Greenville's going to have to miss every free throw they take, and Hillsboro's going to have to get crazy hot from deep if this outcome is going to turn in the final 32.3 seconds. That is Andre's fifth foul. It'll get Landon Carroll back in the ballgame. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. And then we'll be talking girls regional basketball tomorrow on Sports Saturday right here on FM 106. That'll come your way 9:03 tomorrow morning. Free throw for Nelson is good. Brock now has 11. And then girls high school basketball tomorrow night with the Route 16 rivalry. It'll be Litchfield at Hillsboro live at 7:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Nelson gets both tosses. Pruitt for three out of the corner. He got it. Keaton Pruitt has five, all here in the money quarter. And a whistle and foul in the backcourt. The lead is down to 10 with 20.7 to play. Toppers are just going to flat out run out of time here tonight. And then they will think about that third quarter on the bus ride back to Toppertown. Got outscored 21-14 in the third quarter. Free throw is no good for Nelson. Really, a lot of that, it was nothing about Hillsboro. It was all about Caleb Efron. He found another level that no Hillsboro player could attain in that third quarter. He was sensational in quarter number three, scored 11 of his 22 in the third quarter. That second free throw was good. White's follow will not go. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Greenville. Ten seconds for the game, and that's going to be your final. 62-51. Greenville going to use a 21-4 third quarter to knock off Hillsboro tonight and remain unbeaten in conference play. Great high school basketball game here tonight. Hillsboro comes in shorthanded, and they fight Greenville tooth and nail on the Comets' home floor. Your final, Greenville 62, Hillsboro 51. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.